This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying today that the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong issued the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal her brother's recent statement that North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation. But more for confrontation. White House National Security Advisor urged the North Koreans to send a clear signal that they were willing to talk.
Well, the clear signal they could send is to say, yes, let's do it. Let's sit down and begin negotiations. We think that just as in the case of the Iranian nuclear issue, with the North Korean nuclear issue, there is no substitute for diplomacy to begin to make progress towards that ultimate objective, the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Yo-jong's statement came as the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs, Sung Kim, is visiting South Korea. The Biden administration... Biden administration officials are insisting that the election of a hardliner as Iran's president won't affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. But there are already signs that their goal of locking in a deal just got harder. While the Biden administration maintains nothing has changed, optimism over a potentially imminent agreement fizzled even before the election. In his first public comments since the Friday election, incoming Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi rejected a key Biden goal of expanding on the nuclear deal if negotiators are able to salvage the old one. This is VOA News. Well, local police say Taliban fighters have taken control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. The subject of Afghanistan and the Taliban came up at the White House news briefing yesterday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
Well, I know that President Ghani will be here in the United States on pre-planned travel to New York, I believe. And, of course, the president looks forward to welcoming him to the White House for a meeting on Friday. And I expect their focus of their conversation will continue to discuss how we can work together to ensure that Afghanistan never again becomes a safe haven for terrorist groups who pose a threat to the U.S. homeland, how we can work together to continue to implement the humanitarian assistance, other assistance that the United States remains committed to, even as we work to draw down our troops.
Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO forces began their final departure from Afghanistan. Federal Reserve Chair will tell Congress that the economy is growing rapidly and inflation is up. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell heads to Capitol Hill today, where he will testify before a congressional oversight panel about the Fed's moves to support financial markets at the outset of the pandemic last year. In prepared remarks, Powell will say the economy's growth as the nation emerges from the pandemic has notably fueled inflation in recent months, but he believes it will prove temporary. Powell attributes it to several factors, including higher gas prices and rapid increases in consumer spending. At a meeting of the Fed's policymaking committee last week, officials indicated they may raise the Fed's interest rate twice in 2023. In March, central bank officials said no rate hike was expected until after 2023. Mike Gracia, Washington.
COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone Monday, 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The coronavirus was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020, behind heart disease and cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has threatened to order the arrest of Filipinos who refuse COVID-19 vaccination and told them to leave the country if they would not cooperate with the efforts to contain the pandemic. Duterte is known for his public outbursts and brash rhetoric, said in televised remarks last night that he has become exasperated with people. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.